Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program. And, of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Riley.
And also, I believe Joa is on his way in. We'll see him here hopefully shortly, a.k.a. Breaking the Flaw. So we'll talk to him. In fact, you were at a court hearing this morning, Riley, which might be worthy of discussion. We'll get into that coming up. It wasn't for you.
No, I didn't go to court today.
Thankfully, you have not yet been charged here in New Hampshire for anything.
Nope, not yet. But who knows? Maybe that might change one day.
Well, the longer you're here, the more likely it becomes.
Well, that's what governments do. They like to charge people with crimes they allegedly committed.
Quote-unquote crimes with usually with no victim whatsoever. So we can talk about that. Plus, last night, I think Aria might have mentioned this headline, but apparently you guys didn't get into it.
No.
Which was that YouTube, surprise and shock, they're banning prominent so-called anti-vaccine activists and blocking all anti-vaccine content.
Now, of course, YouTube is a private company, so they can do that. However, that being said, the message is being loud, given to us loud and clear. People who have differing opinions are not welcome on these types of platforms because they don't want to be guilty of quote-unquote misinformation. However, the idea of misinformation is dangerous because when you allow someone to claim what misinformation is, you allow for someone else to tell you what's appropriate and inappropriate speech.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And YouTube is a huge platform with I don't know how many billions or whatever videos that they've got, but obviously they're very well established. And yeah, as you pointed out, they can do what they want, and you can also do what you want by moving your business somewhere else.
That's right.
Taking your content to a more friendly place, like, for instance, Odyssey.
Right. I know Free Talk Live has moved to Odyssey. I've never tried Odyssey myself. I would like to, so hopefully I can figure out how to do that.
Right. For our listeners that may be new to the show, Riley, you happen to be a blind person, which
I actually am blind, yeah. And so it's a different experience for me navigating the world than anyone else. So
indeed. We're always glad to have you here. You're visiting from your home in Utah, and you're also the guy that does the Free Talk Live Daily Digest. So for folks that subscribe to our podcast, you know what the digest is. It's that 20 or 30-minute long audio that comes in every single day, almost every day. I think you take like a week off at Christmas time, but
yeah,
otherwise...
I'm probably going to take some time off because I'm here on vacation that I can take a bit of a break and enjoy my time in New Hampshire.
Understood. And how does the air feel here? Like, obviously, you can't look around and see the mountains or anything like that, but you know, you're obviously in a place in Utah where there's probably some mountains around, right? Utah's a mountainous place.
Yep, I live in St. George, Utah area, and there are definitely mountains around us.
Can you tell is there a different feel in the air? Does it smell different? Does it feel different? Is the moisture different? Like
the moisture is different. Mm-hmm. It feels a lot more humid. It smells different. I love the smell of the forest. I wish I could take that smell home with me.
Yeah, you don't have that in Utah.
No,
huh?
I don't. I mean, I could go to the mountains and go smell the pine trees, but that's about it.
So you do get some trees in Utah?
Yeah.
Not so many?
Just not so many. They're mostly up in the mountains. And
is it basically like a desert?
Yeah, it is a desert.
Mm-hmm.
I know Utah is going through a drought right now, which is really
bad.
Yeah,
we don't have that problem here.
Yeah, you don't have that problem, which is nice.
Yeah, we have plenty of rain here, and it's generally pretty... pretty moist.
But I do want to say one thing about New Hampshire. I've really loved being here because there's a different energy about this place. And I know it's going to sound strange, but nature has its own energy.
Sure.
Because it has its own energy, and the forest has its own energy. It's just, I love it here. I love it. I feel I feel at home here. I feel more grounded, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, and then there's the energy of the people, which is also, you know, different. I mean, I've never been to Utah, and Bonnie, my girlfriend, she has spent some years. She lived on a military base down there, so she has some idea of Utah. But I do know what I hear about it, and I always hear, you know, Mormons, and I always hear, undue restrictions on various different liberties and ridiculous rules and things like that. From the government there.
There definitely are ridiculous rules. I know that the Mormon Church or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does have their lobbyists, and they are called home teachers on Capitol Hill because the LDS Church used to have this program called home teaching where the priesthood brothers would go around and check on, they have assigned families that they go check on and see how they're doing, et cetera, et cetera. And so the lobbyists are given the nickname home teachers because they're checking on how legislation is doing, and they want to make sure the church is accurately represented in Utah.
Yeah, they want their hands in as deep as they can be into that process.
Of course they do.
Which, of course, is true for the freedom lovers here in New Hampshire, and that's why we've had thousands of liberty-loving activists make the move here as part of either the Free State Project or just because they wanted to come here. You know, not everybody's a joiner. And so it's definitely brought a flavor to New Hampshire that I think New Hampshire already had to begin with, which is, you know, independence and leave me alone-ism. And we're here to basically back those people up against the statists, the people that want to meddle in your life constantly. And boy, do they hate us. In fact, I've got a story about that coming up here if we get the chance. But,
well, I do want to mention one thing about that. When I was in court today, I was overhearing someone talking about those free staters.
Oh, really?
They're here to...
Like someone behind you? Sorry, just to clarify, was it somebody like in the audience or somebody?
Yeah, someone in the audience. They were saying that all these people hate the government and think the government's out to get them. Well, you know, these people calling themselves government have guns, and they're going to threaten you with these guns if you don't do what they tell you. You can't possess certain plants. You can't possess certain fungi. And if you park in the wrong spot for a long period of time, they're going to put litter on your vehicle.
Yeah, well, they actually are threatening people on a regular basis, and so, yeah, we need more people like that, people that understand what government actually is, which is a criminal enterprise.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the biggest criminal enterprise on the face of the planet, and the United States government is the biggest.
Yeah, and we need those people here, and there's so much to talk about here tonight, but what I wanted to point out, though, was YouTube has been banning anti-vaccine activists, so-called. And anti-vaccine content. So they've banned somebody named Joseph Mercola. I've heard the name, but I don't really know much about him. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, and this is according to the Washington Post, who quote-unquote experts say are partially responsible for helping seed the skepticism that's contributed to slowing vaccination rates across the country. And you know who else they banned? Ron Paul.
Dr. Ron Paul?
Earlier today. Now, apparently Ron Paul has more than one YouTube channel, so they have not banned both of them. I know of at least two. The one that they banned was called the Ron Paul Institute. And I found this out because I follow Ron Paul on social media, and he or whoever's in charge of his account posted this message earlier today, quote, "Very shocked that YouTube has completely removed the channel of my Ron Paul Institute. No warning, no strikes, no evidence. The only explanation was, quote, severe or repeated violations of our community guidelines," unquote. He says the channel is rarely used, and the appeal that they put in was automatically rejected.
That's ridiculous. Like, these quote-unquote community guidelines are ridiculous.
They really are.
Does anyone even read what the community guidelines of YouTube actually are?
No, only when you get banned.
Yeah.
Or only when, you know, you get a strike. Then it says, oh, here's why. And it's always some sort of obtuse, nebulous statement that never really... It never really identifies what video or when in that video was the offending portion and exactly what it was that was so offensive about it. And in this case, they're not even saying anything to Ron Paul. It's just your... And then actually got an image here of what the notice said from YouTube, and they cite spam, scams, or commercially deceptive content are not allowed on YouTube.
So what was he spamming?
That's the thing.
Spamming?
They don't say. They don't identify what video it was that had the offensive content or which, if it was more than one or whatever. So you get nothing on which to go on. And it's obvious they don't want him to come back because they didn't give him a strike. And normally with YouTube, like our channel, for instance, has received multiple strikes. over time, and we usually will take a break from being on YouTube, and we'll let the strike sort of wash away after some number of days or weeks or months or whatever, and then we'll come back. And so we're currently there for now, and Ron Paul's other channel, the Ron Paul Liberty Report, which is his most active channel, is still there. So it's not really clear why they targeted this one channel that isn't as active as opposed to the one that is. But Ron Paul is a skeptic, absolutely, when it comes to the COVID vaccine.
Well, I'm a skeptic of the COVID vaccine, too.
Hold that thought, Riley. We're going to continue here with in moments.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, where 603-283-6160. Talking about the recent YouTube crackdown. They're not just handing out strikes or warnings anymore. They are straight up banning anyone they consider to be a so-called anti-vaccine activist. Now, I don't know what that exactly that means.
I don't either.
Like, you know, people that are on the pro-vaccine, everybody needs to get it side of things, seem to consider you to be anti-vaccine if you're pro-choice.
Right, and that's the problem with the whole situation is I'm not anti-vaccine. I think people forget the nuance of the argument. They just do this whole dichotomous thinking or this.
You're either with us or against us.
It's black and white thinking. It's harmful thinking, and there's not any nuance in that discussion. I am not vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm just anti any vaccine mandate. I don't think anyone has the right to tell me or you what you can put in your body.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. And so, I know there are people who are anti-vaccine, right? Like, there are people who just believe that all vaccines are bad and they cause autism and there's all kinds of theories.
Yeah, I don't think vaccines cause autism. I don't think there's enough evidence to support that claim.
I've never looked into it in any deep manner. Have you?
No. Well, okay. I did a little bit of research from my college article databases, mm-hmm. but couldn't find anything significantly convincing that vaccines caused autism. So I err on the side of I don't think they do.
Well, it is one of those things where correlation isn't necessarily causation.
Right.
But that said, there are some people that are very firmly against vaccines. So maybe they're only targeting anti-vax people, but I don't think so. If they're banning Ron Paul's channel, and who knows, maybe they're going to undo it and apologize, because sometimes they do that, right? Like, I know Ron Paul actually tagged them in their, and I did just search for the Ron Paul Institute, and I did find a channel, but it only had like 3 videos on it. But I'd never seen the Ron Paul Institute channel prior to that, so maybe it only had, 3 videos prior to that. But
yeah.
So every now and then you can sort of embarrass YouTube into undoing something that they've done, but that doesn't mean they're not going to be targeting people out there. And we have seen them targeting people and giving away, these strikes and such. And our channel's been given strikes. Anyway, back to the story here from MSN.com. It's part of a set of new policies aimed at cutting down on so-called anti-vaccine content on the Google-owned site. YouTube will ban any videos that claim that commonly used vaccines approved by health authorities are ineffective or dangerous.
So who are these health authorities?
The government gang.
Well, here's the problem I have with the government gang being a health authority. Is how do I know they have the ability to know what my health is?
They don't.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make, is mm-hmm. they don't know what my health is. They can advise me on what to do if there's a pandemic, but ultimately, at the end of the day, it's going to be my choice. I have to weigh the risks and decide, do I want to wear a mask? Do I want to get vaccinated? And chances are right now, the COVID-19 virus isn't as frightening as I'm being told it is. I'm not interacting with people all the time in my life either, because I tend to like being alone a little bit. I mean, I work from home, mm-hmm. and I don't interact with a lot of people, so I mitigate my risks that way. But at the same time, I still have the right to decide whether I want to wear a mask or not, and I'm going to.
Indeed. YouTube apparently is specifically targeting now anyone who is anti any vaccine. So they say here that they previously blocked videos that made claims that might the coronavirus vaccines might be ineffective or dangerous. But now they're targeting any measles, chickenpox, anybody that's skeptical about vaccines across the board are now being targeted. They go on to say that the change marks a shift for the social media giant, which streams more than 1 billion hours worth of content every day. Like its peers Facebook and Twitter, the company has long resisted policing content too heavily, arguing maintaining an open platform is critical to free speech. Well, obviously that is out the window at this point. But as companies increasingly come under fire from regulators, lawmakers, and regular users for contributing to social ills, including vaccine skepticism, YouTube is again changing policies that it has held onto 4 months.
So why should YouTube be deciding what's good for society? How about society chooses what's good for itself?
Well, and the only way you can do that, Riley, is by having information and having differing information put in front of you. Having one side and then another and then maybe a third side or a fourth side. Having
or even 10 sides.
Yeah, having as many different opinions.
Then you make up your own mind and decide, well, I believe this because it makes more sense to me.
Yeah, and if there is one arbiter, in this case YouTube and whatever their, you know, arbitrary decisions are of what should be considered by people, then that's a very scary perspective. It's a very scary thing to be doing, and they're just getting started. Because if they can do this for, you know, vaccines, then what are some of the other things that are something that the government wants you to know or believe that it seems like YouTube and these other companies are going to back up almost anything now that the government says this is the truth?
So I do want to say that if you are in favor of this move, don't be, because one day they will come for you and it will not
be
free.
Against you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Never give your political friends the power you want your political enemies to have or abuse.
Yeah, and the really one of the disturbing parts about this is that now these mega big tech corporations are deciding that only the government perspective is the truth.
Right, and governments everything are going to change their story every time the political winds change. So this is a bad idea.
Yeah, and that everything else is quote-unquote misinformation.
Yeah.
And that's very scary, especially given the history of governments, which is to say that they lie constantly, all the time, about every single thing that they ever talk about, whether it be Afghanistan or, you know, medical safety or whatever it is. If their lips, and it's the old joke, right, about politicians, how do you know they're lying?
Their lips are moving.
Their lips are moving, and yet so many people believe this stuff.
I know.
And the really entertaining part is, of course, looking at what people on the left said a year ago when Trump was still in office.
We can't trust Trump. We can't trust the government. It's bad, 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 bad.
They couldn't, specifically what they said, obviously they said they can't trust Trump.
Right.
But they also said they wouldn't take and did not trust the Trump vaccine. So these very same leftists who are now promoting and lining up for the vaccine, rolling up their sleeve for a third shot, eventually the fourth shot and so on, and, you know, pimping it out on various different social media and, you know, being interviewed on television, all proud about it.
Oh, yeah.
These are the very same people who exactly a year ago or roughly a year ago were saying they would never take a Trump-endorsed vaccine. Well, guess what? It's Trump, the exact same vaccine.
Well, Trump started the vaccine program, and here they are now that Biden is in power, they're singing the praises of the vaccine.
Yeah, it's just
this
so
great. Get the vaccine. Well, you know, those of us who have questions about the long-term effects of the vaccines, we are not being fairly represented in the media. We are not being fairly represented online. Our voices are squelched. We are tired of it.
You can join us here with your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So what do? You don't complain to YouTube. You don't appeal to YouTube.
You get off of YouTube. Yeah. You go somewhere else. You put your voice somewhere else, and you tell everyone where you are.
You start something else or help build something else, something that you agree with and something that's not going to get a stick up their butt and kick you out the door tomorrow.
Exactly.
All right, more coming up here, 603-283-6160, and we like Odyssey for that. We'll tell you a little bit more about that on the way here, Odyssey/library. More coming up, free talk.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. On Wednesday's Sean Hannity Show, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, said that if the State Department had begun the evacuation of Afghanistan when the military came up with plans to do so back in April, we would have had time to get all Americans out. But they wouldn't do it.
So we had time to get all Americans out, and green card holders, and their families, and the vast majority of the approved and vetted special immigrant visa holders well before August. And they wouldn't do it because they didn't want Joe Biden's decision to look like the catastrophe that it became clear to the world in August.
The summer increase in hospitalizations among children with COVID-19 has rapidly reversed right around the start of the school year. Children have consistently been among the least likely to fall seriously ill of COVID. This is USA Radio News. Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz on Thursday issued a report on the FBI's applications to surveil American citizens, finding widespread failure that raises serious questions. The IG reviewed about 7,000 applications for FISA warrants, the same used to surveil former Trump campaign aide Carter Page in 2016, and found the agency failed to follow a key rule, the Woods procedures in the program. In late 2019, Horowitz discovered 17 significant errors and omissions in the FISA surveillance application targeting page. Tear gas and water cannon were deployed by police in Slovenia's capital, Ljubljana, after thousands of demonstrators upset over mandatory COVID-19 passes tried to block a major highway and were accused of assaulting the media. The Slovenian government made COVID-19 passes mandatory for almost all shops, and Wednesday saw the third major protest against the restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Talking about Ron Paul having his channel, one of his channels. I guess he's got more than one. There was one called Ron Paul Institute, and that one was taken down by YouTube with no warnings, no strikes, just straight up banned from the platform. And I went to went to Ron Paul's Twitter here, which is how I learned about the ban in the first place, just to see if there were any updates. Because sometimes, you know, again, you can embarrass YouTube into, like, publicly embarrass them into saying, oh, well, whoops, how did that happen? We'll just restore the channel.
Was this today?
This was today.
Okay.
And so I just went to look for a quick update here, and he does say that their Ron Paul Liberty Report channel is still online, and that's the one that they use every day. There's a Ron Paul Liberty Report. It's basically a five-day-a-week podcast. By the way, I recently added it to LRN.fm, so if you've been listening to the Liberty Radio Network during the day, you've been hearing Ron Paul, which is great to have him back on the air, and it's amazing that a guy in his 80s is still going so strong.
I know. He seems like an amazing man. I've never met him. I've heard about him. I've listened to a few of his videos, but I don't remember which ones, but he seems like an amazing fighter, an amazing man.
He's very sharp, even for his age.
For his age, absolutely. Sure. By the way, Joe is here from Breaking the Flaw. Thanks, they didn't take you down today, did they?
I haven't checked. No.
Yeah. You are still on the YouTube platform, but I was going to say we should talk about Odyssey here because Breaking the Flaw is available on Odyssey, as is Free Talk Live. And you can go to video.freetalklive.com and get you right there to our channel, and then type in Breaking the Flaw in the search, and you'll find Joe's channel there. But you can go there, and I recommend you subscribe to us on the Odyssey platform because, well, look, our days are numbered on YouTube. I mean, that's just a fact. The only reason we aren't banned from YouTube right now is because when they struck us twice, we just went away for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then that gave it enough time to undo the strikes, because after some amount of weeks, they will undo them. And so we're back. But for how long? I have no idea. It could be another day. It could be another week. It could be another month.
Whatever videos they pulled from you to give you that strike, it's still in the library.
It's really sad that you have these platforms deciding what goes on them. I mean, I have a podcast I haven't done in a while, but I do have a podcast called Anarcho Agenda. And I worry that Libsyn or some third-party provider might say, well, we don't like what you had to say about government. We're going to take you off our platform.
Well, Libsyn is a podcast host. We used to use them years ago. Actually, technically, we still have an account there, because when we moved to SoundCloud, I just decided I'd keep paying Libsyn to keep years' worth of archives online, because all the links are, I still want the links to work if somebody shared a link somewhere or whatever. So we still have a Libsyn account. Never had any issues with them, getting squirrely about content, but that doesn't mean they won't all of a sudden, get some sort of political pressure put on them and then change their policies and decide, you're 20 bucks a month, it's not worth it. We want to get rid of you.
Yeah, and that's the scary part about these platforms. I've got to find a way to make sure that my podcast is protected somehow.
I'm going to go ahead and suggest Library to you, because even though we talk about it primarily as a video sharing platform, it's not that. Library is a protocol. And so somebody was making this point. Actually, I think it was Cyprian, formerly known as Vin Armani. He's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live. He changed his name. It's now Cyprian on Twitter. And he was pointing out that all these people jumping from platform to platform, this is not the solution. The solution is the protocol level.
Right.
The protocol is the technology that is the guts of the internet. So when you talk about HTTP, that thing that comes in front of every website address.
Or HTTPS.
Right. The P in there stands for protocol.
Yep.
And FTP, file transfer protocol. There's a bunch of these things on the internet that basically it's what makes the internet go, without getting into any kind of, technical engineering aspects of these things. This is the guts of communication online. And so what Library is it's a media sharing protocol. And the most important thing you need to know about it is it's uncensorable. It is decentralized and blockchain-based.
That's really nice. So for people who don't know, the blockchain is a decentralized ledger, meaning that there is no central control on this ledger. It's shared across a network of computers or servers or whatever.
Right. Now, Library isn't storing files on a blockchain, but it is still blockchain-related as far as reserving names. And
the sharing is the key here, because without people sharing the videos from Library, that builds the blockchain to it, right?
Well, what happens is, I understand it, and, we don't have an engineer for a Library in the studio with us, so we're doing our best. But my understanding is you do need people sharing the content. Otherwise, it's not very well sort of seeded. So anybody that's familiar with torrenting, for instance, knows that when you have a torrent, the torrent is just the file that points to sort of the information of to where to get the file. So when you download a torrent, you're not downloading the CD-ROM or you're not downloading the DVD or whatever it is that you're
pulling parts from a bunch of people.
Right. You're actually getting the file itself from people who have it. And so the more people that have it, the faster it comes in, the more you can download at once. And similarly, Library is kind of like, I remember the creator of Library, Jeremy Kaufman, describing it, and I'm sure I'm going to butcher what he said as I attempt to paraphrase it, but they're sort of, Library is doing for torrents, or it basically Library solves the indexing problem for torrents, I think is what he said. So it's very similar technology in that the files aren't stored on the blockchain. Blockchain's involved in helping people find the files, which are stored on people's computers. And so if you're, for instance, if you have the library full desktop app, which you can download from lbry.com, and you subscribe to Free Talk Live, if you don't actually click to watch one of our videos, you won't actually be helping us. You have to actually load this content,
right,
and then the library app downloads it, and then you're part of the seeds that are helping share and helping keep those files online forever.
Right.
That's really cool. I mean, I think it's a cool idea to have the files online forever so that they cannot be deleted.
Correct. So you can help us with this. The easy thing to do is to just try the technology by going to Odyssey. And again, you can go to video.freetalklive.com, hit the subscribe button. You do need to sign up for an account. That's easy to do. And then you will be following us there on Odyssey. Now, Odyssey is the platform that somebody built on top of the protocol. So remember, right, we were talking about the difference between platform and protocol. The protocol is the underlying technology. The platform is the website that somebody might build to help you interact with the protocol. And so Odyssey is a platform that uses the library.
Right. So there can be multiple
protocol
platforms.
Correct.
For the library.
Yeah, anyone who's got the skills, the programming skills, mm-hmm, could build their own platform interfacing with libraries. So, for instance, we've pointed out before that Odyssey isn't it's not completely uncensorable, because Odyssey has certain rules. Odyssey,
right,
says, hey, if you're going to make pornography, we just don't want that here.
Right.
And there's a couple of other things. Like, you know, you can't have, I don't know, torture videos or something. Like, there's something else that,
yeah,
there's a few other things that they don't want on their platform.
Could someone make I don't know how to describe this, but something on the library protocol that allows for pornography?
The library already allows for anything. And that's, okay, that's the point I wanted
to... They just
don't
encourage it.
Well, they don't care.
Right.
I mean,
it
library has no discouraging or encouraging. Library is just the protocol. And
yeah,
so you can upload whatever you want to library.
Yeah.
And there's no one who can say you can't.
Like,
no,
I was
one
thinking during the OnlyFans, I call it the Only Bands.
Yeah.
but they, you know, when they're trying to kick all their
Ben Reverse
producers,
course. Yeah.
They could have easily just gone over to library, dressed up as librarians.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Put HushCoin in there.
Yeah, and you can donate, yeah, to people through,
yes,
the, not just through library, but on the Odyssey platform. Of course, you can't do porn there, but Odyssey,
right,
actually allows for dollars to be sent now, U.S. dollars via credit cards.
And any other producers out there, like Ian and I and a few others, I don't know if Riley, do you post on there?
I don't post on the Odyssey or
not yet
library.
Not yet.
You can connect your YouTube to the library,
right,
sync it, and you don't have to do anything. Just remember that anything you produce is going to be on the library after that.
The point I wanted to make, though, Riley, is that you can actually upload audio to library, because it's just a media protocol. It doesn't care if you're uploading an MP3 file or a video file. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thanks to John Rolstead and Farmer Garrick. They are silver amplifiers. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, but unless you are going to use PayPal, unfortunately, the credit card and debit card, it's not working right now, and we're looking at other options for that at the moment. It has something to do with the fact that my bank account cut me off.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, that doesn't help, right?
Yeah, we've been trying for months to rectify the situation, and the banking system just is not easy to deal with.
It's really not, and that's why everyone needs to get unbanked and get into crypto as much as possible.
Yeah, I can't say I disagree with you there. So, yeah, that's part of what we're talking about here is the alternatives to these centralized big tech platforms, because Ron Paul just got one of his channels taken down, and according to the Ron Paul account on Twitter, not only did they terminate the Ron Paul Institute account with no notice, no warnings, no strikes, just boom, gone. They left his other channel, which is actually the more popular channel, which is his current show that he's doing every day, the Ron Paul Liberty Report. That's still online for now, but as an updated post reveals from just 4 hours ago, the YouTube channel, or his YouTube channel that was still left online, Liberty Report, they removed the episode with guest Robert Kennedy Jr., one of their most popular episodes. Now, they're saying this Robert Kennedy guy, I guess he's anti-vaccine.
Yes.
And so because that guy was interviewed by Ron Paul, they pulled that video down from Ron Paul's channel.
And this might have been videos from years ago because he's been speaking out about vaccines for a long time.
Well, YouTube went in and pulled one of our videos down earlier this year that was 10 years old.
Wow.
It was a 30-second promo.
Oh, my goodness. That's
like,
crazy.
There's virtually no content in a 30-second promo.
Yeah, it's just very true. They just pull things down like it's no big deal.
Yeah. I mean, it was literally like clip, 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 clip. You know, some guy getting arrested, a quick scan of a website. You know, like, there's virtually nothing in there as far as content was concerned, but somebody said it violated their policies, and boom, it's gone.
They must have turned on some algorithm to just hit all these back videos. And
maybe. So you can, of course, still see that video on Odyssey. And, in fact, Ron Paul points out that his video is also available on Odyssey. So if you want to check out the Robert Kennedy Jr. episode of Ron Paul, you can go to the Ron Paul channel. It's apparently at Ron Paul on Odyssey.
Yeah, I just actually looked it up to see if it was still going, and he's doing pretty well.
What his channel is?
Well, it's at, well, actually has zero uploads on that one.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's see.
But he has 22,000 followers. So
that's
he's doing
amazing.
Pretty good.
That's amazing. I think we're up to like
The videos
1,000 or something like that. Barely, not even 1,000. So good for Ron Paul. I'm gonna have to hit the subscribe button, the follow button on that one. Gotta love Ron Paul. All right, let's go to your phone calls here. We got Bad Slave on the line, and he's calling from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Well, I getting back to the virus thing, it occurs to me that the powers that be in the media and, even Hollywood and, definitely governmental stuff, I think that the Republicans are slightly less vehement about this stuff than the Democrats.
That's only because they're not in power.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, no, I felt that way before when they were in power.
Are you talking about federally? Because federally, the Republicans dramatically increase the size of government whenever they're in power.
Oh, like every other politician.
Every administration does that.
Yeah.
But still, what's going on is there is a complete suppression of all of these what appear to be very effective therapies that don't involve vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why are we suppressing the use of some of these have been around forever.
Well, it seems pretty obvious to me. I mean, they're suppressing it because they want to funnel more money into these pharmaceutical companies' pockets.
So the thing to remember is that Pfizer...
That's a death sentence.
It is.
For so many people.
And Pfizer and Moderna are getting rich off this pandemic. They're getting rich off the fear. And people on the left who say, oh, we got to eat the rich. Well, what about Pfizer and Moderna? They are getting absolutely wealthy off of this pandemic, which is really sad.
Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. Appreciated. The number is 603-283-6160.
I was informed by High Impact Flicks. This is a guy that does videos on YouTube, and he also is on Odyssey. He's been promoting a lot, so I just want to shout out him. But he just released a video about the Veritas investigation.
Yeah, we've been talking about those on the air.
And I guess we have a whistleblower, a nurse,
mm-hmm.
that went to Veritas and exposed what the procedures are if they think they have COVID, and they basically put them on ventilator and kill them.
Ventilator. Well, maybe for some cases that might be helpful, but not in all cases. Mm-hmm. And I think people need to look at this idea, well, we don't need a one-size-fits-all protocol for a virus.
No, and you shouldn't, because, and you touched on this earlier tonight, Riley, people are different.
Oh, you know? Absolutely.
Different diets.
Than Ian.
Yeah, I mean, we all are people, and fundamentally we're the same, but, at a lower level, there's some serious differences between people. Look at how some diets work for some people,
yeah.
And they don't work for other people.
Right.
Right? So, obviously, one size does not fit all when it comes to your health.
And it shouldn't either, just on the fact that you make your own personal choices about your body,
yeah.
And that no one has the right to force anything into you. Or
speaking of people that want to force things into you, Fauci, according to thepostmillennial.com, and I guess they are citing an exclusive interview with The Atlantic, Dr. Anthony Fauci is now saying that you will not be a fully dosed person unless you get a booster shot. According to the interview, he says, quote, it's likely for a real complete regimen, you'll need at least a third dose. He said further later, quote, I think we should be preventing people from getting sick from COVID, even if they don't wind up in the hospital. He says he rejects skeptics' notions and insisted it's beneficial to have temporary protection than no protection, despite the fact the mRNA COVID vaccine was allegedly designed to prevent the virus, even though it certainly hasn't done that at all.
It doesn't prevent getting sick from COVID, and you're going to get sick from COVID and spread it to everyone else.
And there was another one here. It said, it's highly likely individuals won't be considered fully vaccinated. Now, this isn't a quote. This is just a summary, apparently, of what he said. That it's highly likely individuals won't be considered fully vaccinated unless they get booster shots. And that's plural.
So,
because if you get a third one, you know they're going for a fourth one.
Is that going to stop?
I'm going to guess not. It's not going to stop. I mean, you're going to have to get a booster every 8 months or 6 months or whatever the schedule is. And I know people get flu shots every year, and
not
I know
me.
That's normal.
I've never done it.
I haven't either.
Nope.
Only because I don't think the flu is that much of a risk for me.
Right.
But that being said, if I thought it was, I probably would get the flu shot every year.
I have more of a risk of dying by government.
Absolutely.
Than this
yeah,
virus.
You're going to die more of the. You'll die faster by government than anything.
You're much
else.
More likely to die in a car accident.
Yeah, you are.
You know?
Oh, but that was all, you know, approved by the government, safety
right.
restrictions.
Who
and
is
all
the government?
Well, you got a government license, so it's totally fine to go
yeah.
and, you know, careen around in a 2,000 pound death trap.
Right.
You know?
They'll give you a formal.
Every day.
It'd be a formal funeral if you wear your seatbelt.
The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. So anyway, I mean, this is not a surprise for Fauci to be coming out and saying this. And remember, they're telegraphing what's coming, right? They throw yeah. these little things out there just to see what happens where, okay, what kind of reaction are we going to get? All right, well, you know, it's getting colder. Flu season is about to be upon us. And so people are going to start getting sicker than they've been during the summertime. And we've seen what's been happening over there in Australia and in New Zealand. Oh, and by the way, there's a video that I saw today. It was Jody Emery that posted this from Hard Hat Intellect on, or the Hard Hat Intellectual, video of at least 6 cops interacting and then arresting a man and taking him to the ground, a man for walking his dog in the park.
Really? That's all?
Yep.
Walking his dog in the park?
Without a mask on.
Wow.
That's normal activity. 2 years ago, that would have been normal activity. Now it's not.
Now
it's
it is a criminal act, according to the people in Australia. And anybody that believes this can't happen here, you're not been paying attention.
Oh, it will happen here. Mark my words.
That's
you better stand
part.
Up now. If you're on the left and love this story, you better stand up now because one day it's going to come for you.
Yeah, it's, they say you can't be outside, like the doctors prescribe sunlight now, and that's more important than wearing these masks.
And that's one of the things Ron Paul said originally was get outside, get fresh air, get sunlight. More coming up here, 603-283-6160, you can join us on the radio, this is Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.